Welcome to Andres Off the Record. In case you missed it, this is a post that I made for YouTube earlier this week. Hope you enjoy.
This is the Andres Segovia Show.
You know that song? I don't even know the name on the top of my head right now. Don't Stop Believing? Because, holy smokes, this is huge. The Zack Snyder Cut, which those of us that Snyder Cut hashtag knew all along, it did exist regardless of what everybody else was trying to say. And because those sources are better than your sources, as Jeremy at Geeks and Gamers would say. But this is legit, folks. This is from The Hollywood Reporter. Zack Snyder's 20 million plus Justice League cut plans revealed. If you haven't heard about this yet, awesome. I'm glad you're hearing it here first. But I'm just recapping what's been going all over Twitter lately. That HBO Max will debut the project in 2021, possibly in a four-hour director's cut or a six TV-style chapters, as the helmer gets the gang back together with the original post-production crew to score, cut, and finish the visual effects. This is awesome. I'm going to be leaving a link to this article just for you guys to read it. It gives an entire recap. It goes in depth as to how this came to be. I think this is huge just because this would be about the second time that I can point to in the last 18 months, I would say, that the fans are going to get a win. Because the first one came in the form of Sonic the Hedgehog. Because outside of that, it's been all about whatever politics that want to be pushed your way, regardless of whether you like it or not, that's what comes your way. Take it or leave it. If you don't like it, you're an ist or an ism or whatever it is. Some kind of card is thrown at you. And, wow, this is huge. Why am I talking about this? Guys, look, for those of you that are new to the show, I'm Andres Segovia. This is my show. I talk about real estate, tech, and just general life things. So this Snyder thing falls under the life stuff. But my website, www.theandressagover.com, you can pull up my show to, if you're in California, most of all, especially Southern California, I cover a lot of this real estate stuff there. But on YouTube, I talk mostly about tech. But I'm also human, so I like things. And I'm big on this getting closure on the whole Zack Snyder Justice League thing, because what we got was proof of what I've been saying since the beginning. For those of you that follow me really closely, would know that I've been trashing the DCEU since the very get-go. Because what Zack Snyder was trying to do was one thing, but the studio rushing to try to get their own answer to Marvel Studios was like, dude, you first off, wherever you stand on Man of Steel, the point is, one thing someone can agree on is that people disagree on the movie. So it's a divisive film. I'm one of those that doesn't like the representation of Superman in it, but I can enjoy the movie as a whole. And as someone that works in construction can tell you, if you have a weak foundation, the house you build on top of it's not going to sit on very long. It's going to fall apart, which was proof positive when Justice League, the theatrical version, came along. So I have long maintained that I felt that Justice League is due its cut. It's due its due. Because at least that would have given a cohesive whole, an entirety to Zack Snyder's vision. Because at the very least, the guy actually planned things out. There was a means to the madness, whether you liked what he was doing or not. The point is, it was giving something different. It's kind of like what what's it called? I better get this right. The DC animated universe thingy of movies, animated movies that just wrapped up with the Justice League Apocalypse War. I'm not a fan of the series, but I enjoyed some of them. And I'm not going to spoil the ending of the Apocalypse War, but the point is that it closed out the story, and now they're just going to reboot it all over again for something else, you know? It's like, you know, I can see Zack Snyder's being just like that, an entirely different vision of that just there. I'm not going to go into the other stuff being talked about, the possibility of the tie-ins with the animated movies and all that. I don't care. I'm not going to dive into that. That's not what I do. I don't have the time for that kind of stuff. But what I can tell you is that this thing is not only overdue, but I feel this is what makes me like Zack Snyder even more. I have hit or misses with him. I was just angry about what he ended up doing with Watchmen, because him and Dave Gibbons, who was the illustrator for the original comic with Alan Moore, They promised that they didn't change anything for Watchmen, and ultimately they did. So but you know, the means to an end is still the same. No. There was a big deal about the end of that. And if you're watching this, I'm assuming you've seen Watchmen, so I'm just going to straight up tell you. You cannot, framing Dr. Manhattan makes absolutely zero sense in the grand scheme of things. The guy felt so bad that he might have been responsible for giving his loved ones cancers that he leaves Mars and then attacks and kills millions of people around the world? That's stupid. I'm sorry. It just doesn't stay on its own. However, if you watch the Ultimate Cut, which weaves in the comic book, leading up to that, almost everything is like, dude, it's a pretty solid thing. And I don't want to recap everything and talk about it in Watchmen. I actually recommend you go check out one of the episodes I did. I'm going to leave a link in the video description down below. I actually talk about this in my Off the Record episode on my website. This is the DCEU retrospective look. I'll get to that in a bit. But who watches the Watchmen? I actually cover this. I discussed this back in November, around the time when the Watchmen show debuted on HBO. That I completely ignore. It's not canon. But I talk about a retrospective look about Watchmen. Because one thing that I learned about Zack Snyder's vision, it's actually aged better than I give it credit for. I recently rewatched the DCEU of what Zack Snyder has been able to do, but Man of Steel, the Dawn of Justice Director's Cut, I don't call it Batman or Superman, that's a stupid title, but Dawn of Justice Director's Cut, and what was the other one that he did? No, there were other ones too. I know it's Justice League. I actually watched Justice League Reborn. If you don't know what that is, you know now. You can still find it. I'm not going to leave a link to that, but you can find Justice League Reborn, the fan edit of Justice League. It gives a little bit more closure, something along the lines of more of Justice of Zack Snyder's vision. But just watching it that way, I skipped Suicide Squad. Watching it that way, you get a better feel for the films. And I watched it with my wife, who's never seen anything of these, so she's not a comics fan at all. She enjoyed them, and she doesn't like dark stuff. So there's an audience that can enjoy it if Zack's vision is put to the screen. That's the argument I make in Who Watches the Watchmen, because I think that Zack Snyder's ultimate vision of Watchmen, and they could just fix the ending, that'd be even better. But if it's released as a TV series, it works. You can really break it up into like 45-minute increments to make it a TV series about 4 or 5 episodes. Because that's how I watched it, because I don't have the time to just sit down and watch the whole thing. So whatever, I give all my thoughts about the DCEU in my other episode, which I'll leave a link to in the description down below for this Off the Record. You don't need an account or anything. You can just go ahead and enjoy it for yourself. Listen on your own time back on September 5th, a retrospective look at the DCEU and why it's aged considerably better. I can't watch Marvel movies the same anymore. Only the ones that I really enjoy, which is like the Russo brothers, Captain America movies, and the Jon Favreau original Iron Man. Some of the other ones just felt the same thing over and over again. And the chapters close on Infinity War and Endgame. Watching the first time, I hated Infinity War. I enjoyed Endgame. And for those of you that are big Marvel fans, especially the Endgame fans, I'm sorry. That movie is really stupid. I enjoyed it. Worthwhile just to watch, you know, who do his thing against Thanos. But other than that, if you break the plot up, when you introduce time travel to something, you just ruin a movie. I'm big into science fiction and physics and quantum mechanics. That movie, it's stupid. I can rewatch it for entertainment value. I cannot rewatch it as a serious film that they try to make it to be. It's just a stupid movie altogether. So there, it came and went. You like it, good for you. Me, I'll watch it with my kids when they grow up a little more. But getting back to this, the whole idea of what Zack might do, and that it might be a movie. I think it makes more sense as a TV series, which when you see his long extended cuts of his vision, it makes sense as a TV series. I would say do it. It's going to be on HBO Max, coming out next year. When? Oh, God knows, man. I don't know. But the cool thing is that he's getting back together, the production crew, the cast. One of the first ones to call him back was Ray Fisher, who played Cyborg. He's like, is this for real? Zack talks about it somewhere here in the article, which I recommend that you read, because it's a pretty good read. It's pretty lengthy, which is why I'm not reading it now, but I'm just like ranting all over the place, because yeah, I'm excited. This is awesome. And he deserves his due. Look, Zack Snyder himself is a divisive director, but I don't challenge him based on his visuals. He can really tell a good visual story, which I, as divisive as Watchmen might be for the purists versus the ones that prefer the theatrical version, holy smokes, no one argues the opening credit sequence of the Minutemen on the Watchmen. That is so awesome. And he can get it right. Like, every single one of his movies has, like, that one moment, like, holy smokes, that's awesome. Look at Man of Steel, the moment of flight, just with Hans Zimmer's music, just opposed to the background, a thing of beauty. I didn't value it the first time, but looking at it and back in the past and watching it again, like, wow, that's actually really, really nice. Watchmen, I actually have very few, a great selection in there, especially the Dr. Manhattan sequence, which is awesome. And I think that when it comes to the, Dawn of Justice, I think you, just, come on, Batman saving Martha, that's just wicked awesome. Yeah, so for Justice League, I don't know. According to Zach, he said that the movie contained maybe about a fourth of his vision. So that's how much of the thing was reworked. I could tell when I watched it, like, that's Joss Whedon. That's not Zach. And now we're getting more clarity on that issue. And hopefully not seeing that digitally erased mustache. That's what we're counting on here. So we'll see. This is awesome. I know I went on a little bit of a rant, but hey, I'm excited, man. This has been a long time coming. And for those of you that kept the faith in the hashtag Snyder Cut, hashtag release the Snyder Cut, we knew. And it didn't matter how those sources were better than our sources. We knew because Zach told us so. And now it's out in the open. The worst kept secret is out. So now we got something to look forward to, and it's supposed to be coming out next year. At least $20 million for the finalizing of the post-production stuff and reshoots of some things and additional dialogue, but we're going to get it now. And that alone is, well, I'll get HBO Max, but I'm not going to get it until they launch it. So I don't feel like I'm missing anything just yet. So anyway, those are my thoughts. Just pretty awesome. And hey, it's... for some people, it's still quarantine, so I could talk about this on my channel. I don't care. It's my show. Anyway, that's it. Like, share, subscribe, say, and know. I don't really talk about this kind of stuff here on my channel, my YouTube channel, but I definitely do talk about it on Off the Record on my website, www.theandresagover.com, which is in the link down below. And you can listen to my main show, where I talk about mostly real estate, but I do sometimes cover tech and life items. You'll find in the description down below, podcast choice of your choice. Anyway, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.